Hello, and welcome to this podcast from Consider This. Please let me know what you think and tell others about us on social media. This podcast was originally broadcast live on Northumberland 89.7 FM. You can hear this show live every Friday at noon. Thank you for downloading this program, and I hope you enjoy it. Hello, I'm Robert Washburn, and welcome to Consider This Northumberland, a current affairs program dedicated to the issues facing our community. We talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life in Northumberland County. So I'm asking you, the listener, to take some time out of your busy day to consider this. The Northumberland Sleeping Cabin Collective was in front of Coburg Council earlier this week. Politicians were deciding what to do next. Staff recommended two alternatives, reject it or go forward with the proposal to put 12 units next to the Memorial Arena on Furnace Street. After politicians presented their positions, Deputy Mayor Nicole Beattie offered a third choice, declare the land surplus and offer it to Northumberland County for use as a site for an affordable housing project. The idea was unanimously approved. Meanwhile, the sleeping cabin proposal was accepted for informational purposes, meaning it has not been rejected. For the collective, the question remains, what is next? In today's interview, you will hear the group's reaction. Megan Sheffield, a spokesperson for the collective, will talk about the group's response to the various positions of politicians and opponents. Plus, she will say where the project goes from here. I'm so pleased to have with me today Megan Sheffield, an activist and the Northumberland Sleeping Cabin Collective spokesperson. Welcome to Consider This.
Hi, thanks, Robert. Thanks so much for having me.
The Northumberland Sleeping Cabin Collective did not get approval to go forward with its plans on Monday night. Now, however, there was an alternative motion to declare the lands on Furnace Street surplus, opening the door to the county to propose a project for that affordable housing site. Without getting too specific at this point, and I want to go into it as deeply as we can, what was your overall reaction to council's decision Monday night?
Yeah, I think this is obviously comes as a disappointment to the Northumberland Sleeping Cabin Collective, particularly coming as it does kind of partway through into a development process that we were undertaking in good faith. And, you know, this decision at council kind of came earlier in the process than we had expected. There are a number of points along the way in the development process that council would have, you know, even if this stage had been approved, in order for staff to create a draft license agreement, there are a number of steps down the road when council would have that opportunity to say yes or no to the actual project going ahead. So certainly it was a disappointment also that there wasn't more willingness on the part of council to collaborate or negotiate on this idea of an urgent response. I would say it's disappointing that the status quo of you know, folks living unsheltered is more tolerable than even just a modest improvement for 12 people. I just want to say we are certainly very glad and grateful to the deputy mayor and Councilor Burkett, who were both really creative about looking for what the municipality can do to find solutions for what is obviously a housing crisis being faced, and their knowledge of the town of Coburg's role, and so the end result, you know, we are very glad that perhaps the momentum, you know, that Northumberland Sleeping Cabins brought, and the swell of community support that we saw may lead to additional real permanent long-term housing, because that was the goal all along. That is, you know, that was the goal and the sleeping cabins were indeed, to use Counselor Darling's words, a band-aid. We fully admit that. And sometimes when people are bleeding, you use a band-aid. So what I can say at this point is that we certainly hope that the community will continue to communicate with council how urgent the need is for that affordable housing to happen quickly.
A resident in the Furnace Street neighborhood gave a presentation to council as part of the meeting on Monday. She raised some key concerns for herself and her neighbors. Now, one of the things that was the fact that your group has not demonstrated the ability to provide structured care and support for people using the cabins. How do you respond to this?
Well, our group has worked very diligently on particularly that piece, because we think that that especially in a shared living situation, that the way that people live, the way that people share space, is going to be really key to quality of life in that community and in that wider neighborhood. And so I think that on our side, Northumberland Sleeping Cabin Collective has done a great deal of consultation with a number of agencies, like supporting and helping agencies who do have a lot of expertise in this, and also has done a great deal of work in terms of consulting and community building with people who are interested in living in sleeping cabins. And I'm very proud of that work. I think that I would be interested to know, you know, which other nonprofit organizations in the community are meeting with 10 people every week to consult about what their lives are like, what their needs are, what they see what they see as really useful supports and resources for moving on to the next stage in their lives. And so I think that when we hear these concerns that were expressed also by certain members of council, that are where we're talking about people who may need to access transitional housing, and what sort of people those are, and whether or not they have the ability to live peacefully. What we're hearing in a case where we don't know actually people's names, people's backgrounds, we don't know who will be living in this area. All we know is that they are currently unhoused. What comes through is actually a lot of stigma. We're making assumptions about what sort of people are currently unhoused. And so one of the things that Northumberland Sleeping Cabin Collective has brought to our work has been respect, dignity, and an attempt to undo the stigma that we're all taught about, you know, fears and assumptions about people who lose their housing.
There was also a concern about the lack of transparency by the collective, not only by the woman, but also on social media. People feel like they've had to scramble to be heard. People say they did not get pamphlets announcing the public consultation at the public library recently. Did you do enough consultation in this process?
I believe that we did. We did hold that open house. It was available for 4 hours on an evening at the Coburg Library. It was advertised through pamphlets that were delivered to all of the homes within 60 meters of the west side of the arena, as well as the entire block Ontario Street, University Street, and Victoria Street that are on the same block with the arena itself. I personally delivered those, so I know that that happened. Our Facebook page was another place that we were advertising that public meeting. It's also a place where we were sharing information over the past number of months about this project and the vision for it. We have done numerous media events, media appearances. The week before the consultation at the library, there was a full page article about that in Northumberland News. Our group, you know, made up as we are of volunteers, made every effort, and we were really happy with the results of the online survey that we conducted. That was something that we added later. We weren't given a list from council about how to go about public engagement. We were just told to do public engagement. So one of the things that we added later in that 4-week period was a survey, the results of which we were able to add to that report. And we got something like 130 responses on that survey. And it showed that 30% of respondents were not in favor of having the sleeping cabins at that location, at the former Memorial Arena. 70% of respondents were in favor. And so, you know, we felt really happy with the public consultation we got. Was not easy. It was not pleasant. In some cases, we saw the same individuals writing some pretty nasty stuff on every single one of our, you know, going back months, every single one of our social media posts, that kind of thing. Again, we're a group of volunteers. So yeah, I am proud of the work we did on that public consultation piece.
You often talk about your group being a grassroots group. You pride yourselves on your ability to work with everyday people, people who are struggling, and you are hearing very clearly their concerns and acting on them. This was an opportunity for you to apply those same principles to the community and to come back with, you know, a sense that everybody's been heard. And yet we're hearing all this thing about we don't feel we're being heard. You say you've been rushed. You ask the town for guidelines was one of your points. I mean, you guys should write the book on consultation because it's something that's very important to you and your organizations. Can you help us understand what's the difference between that work that you're doing and the public consultation process that you were going through for this project?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that there is a difference. What I think I mean to say is that some people didn't want a response to homelessness happening on their own street. And our community has gone through a lot of changes. And I believe that in order to repair some of the challenges that we face, more change is going to be necessary. More housing will need to be built. Currently, there is only one emergency shelter in the county with a maximum stay of 90 days. We don't have transitional housing. The warming room is closing this week. What we face is really tough, and some people are not going to be happy with the solutions. Some people are going to feel that they unfairly are having more residences built on their residential street. And so we heard that some people were very disappointed that other people would be coming to live on their street. And there was a lot of fear and stigma being spread. And we heard that. And sometimes I think that public consultation means hearing things. I, You know, we certainly heard a lot from the people who were interested in living in sleeping habits. We heard a lot from them, very difficult and upsetting things that we were not in a position to fix. But we heard that. And so we certainly did hear from some of the residents of this neighborhood who feel quite quite passionate in their argument that this should not move forward. And there's not a lot that we as citizens can necessarily do about that. And I know that Habitat for Humanity experiences the same thing in every neighborhood that they build in. And you know, this isn't new, unfortunately. And I think we do need to come up collectively with a vision for how people in our community can be housed in a way that can feel beneficial.
The mayor made a public statement during the meeting about the project. He suggested that he supported the project at the start. However, he claimed that members of the collective were also involved in the overdose prevention site. He went on to say that this was an issue for him. I think he said something like, "You judge people based on the company they keep." Based on this, he would not support the collective. How did you react when you heard this?
Yeah, I mean, that was a really disappointing part of the meeting. I would say that Northumberland Sleeping Cabin Collective is a totally separate community initiative. It is focused on transitional housing for people who are currently unsheltered, and we know that there are almost 90 people on the by name list in Northumberland County. You know, this is a really serious, urgent need that far exceeds what is currently available. And unfortunately, I feel like the mayor's comments were perhaps meant to punish or politicize what is actually a conversation about a community response to homelessness, and one in which it was acknowledged Northumberland Sleeping Cabin Collective has followed every procedure, every you know, process required. And so there's nothing, you know, ad hoc or unsanctioned about Northumberland Sleeping Cabin Collective and the process we've been undergoing with the town of Cobourg. We did indeed meet with the mayor once in the fall, and he had some great suggestions about, you know, how to move forward with this project. Yeah, we're disappointed that he withdrew his support and you know, tied it in with this other thing. The mayor, he ran on a platform of innovation, progress, and he promised that he didn't have all the answers, but he was willing to learn from those who did have more experience. And yeah, I think what we saw on Monday night's meeting was like a recommitment to the status quo.
Before council made its final decision, a group of supporters of the collective walked out. A young woman was captured on video telling a resident of Furnace Street neighborhood who made a presentation to council against the proposal. She said, "Shame on you." Your organization asks the community to respect and treat people with addiction with dignity and as human beings. How do you react to the young woman's behavior and the treatment of an opponent?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen that video, but I've seen enough online and at, you know, in person to know that this conversation brings up a lot of emotions on, you know, on every side. And it's difficult in the context of a town council meeting, where, you know, the conversation is happening at a level of logic and rationality and the intellect. And a lot, I think, is being pressed down, because the fact is that these conversations, we're talking about real people who are outside. We're talking about real people who have fears for their children, not, you know, in their neighborhood. There's a lot of feelings. There's grief, there's fear, there's anger, there's, you know, feelings of powerlessness on all sides. Northumberland Sleeping Cabin Collective, you know, has operated at the level required by the town of Cobourg and by the rules of the council chamber, and you know, we have made our delegations, we have respected our time limits, that kind of thing. And it's important, of course, to show respect to all people, and you know, including those you disagree with. And our deep desire is to see, you know, conversations, like, you know, across the community, and for respect and dignity and empathy, you know, for all of those, and particularly those who are most marginalized. That's been, you know, our deep desire is for change that humanizes those who are unhoused. I think that's where I would leave that.
What's next?
Well, to be honest, Northumberland Sleeping Cabin Collective hasn't had a chance to get together since that meeting. So we don't have a really clear picture of what's next. We have been in conversation and working alongside the town of Port Hope to talk about a sleeping cabin village there. And in Port Hope, there's like some, they are not at the same point in terms of having designated municipal lands the way that the town of Cobourg had done as part of the community improvement plan, and that was voted upon last October. So Port Hope doesn't have that same list ready to go. The other thing in Port Hope is that there is a floodplain that has arisen. So some members of the community have suggested the Ruth Clark property, for example, and that is actually on the floodplain. So, I mean, it would be great to be able to move forward with a project, taking all the momentum and everything we've learned from the development process in Cobourg. But we don't, you know, we don't have that that clarity or those next steps yet.
Is the project dead in Cobourg, yes or no?
I don't know. I don't know.
Megan Sheffield, thank you so much for talking to me today.
Yeah, thanks very much for your time, Robert. I really appreciate it.
That was Megan Sheffield, activist and spokesperson for the Northumberland Sleeping Cabin Collective. Thank you for listening to this podcast from Consider This. If you have any comments or would like to suggest a story, please contact me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com, or you can message me on Facebook at Consider This. If you enjoyed this podcast or are looking for more news and information about Northumberland County, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. That's consider-this.ca. And don't forget to share. And again, thank you for listening, and stay tuned for more from Consider This.